From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, FEMA faces a class action lawsuit brought by hurricane victims. But first, today is an official day of mourning in Jordan. At least 56 people were killed and hundreds wounded in yesterday's bombings at three Western hotels. At the Radisson, a wedding party was taking place. Both the bride and groom lost their fathers. Two top Palestinian officials staying at the hotel were also killed, and the U.S. Embassy says one American was killed. Joining us now from Amman is Rhonda Habib. She's Jordan Bureau Chief for Agence France-Presse. And Ms. Habib, Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for these attacks in an internet message. How credible is that claim?
The claim seems very credible. The style is the style of Al-Qaeda, and the fact that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of the Iraqi branch of Al-Qaeda, has threatened repeatedly Jordan and had attempted several times similar attacks makes it even more credible. Also, the style, the fact that it is simultaneously happening in three different hotels, this all reminds us of the Abu Musab al-Zarqawi style.
And why has he repeatedly allegedly threatened Jordan and has allegedly carried out these attacks?
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is a Jordanian who has been in prison in Jordan. He was freed in 1999, part of a general amnesty 6 years ago when King Abdullah became a king. But he has never forgotten, and he has a lot of hatred toward Jordan. At least this is what people who have met him, who were his prison mates, have told us. Zarqawi also doesn't have a link with his country in a sense that his ideology do not take in consideration a nation and a country. For him, the country has a much wider meaning. It's the Islamic nation. So nothing would stop him. And he thinks that Jordan is just doing the policies of the Americans and taking orders from the Americans, which he considers as being his worst enemy.
And I understand after the bombings, people spontaneously took to the streets to protest Zarqawi.
Yes, they did. And in fact, there was an overwhelming feeling of shock and dismay. And the people were shouting slogans against Zarqawi, wishing him death and saying that he's a criminal. And the fact is, apart from a very, very small Islamist underground party who said that Jordan had what it deserves, the overwhelming majority of the political parties in Jordan have condemned very strongly what has happened. The shock also comes from the fact that the Jordanians have got used to the fact that their country is safe and secure. And Jordan is selling this image for the investors in the world, saying, come and invest in the kingdom of safety. So this is a shock, and definitely there will be repercussions, and it's a blow for investment and tourism in the country. So for all those reasons, for their economy, for their peace of mind, people were really very dismayed and very angry, and they made it clear and they went out in the streets in thousands to say it.
Well, I'm wondering, though, there have been reports that the security wasn't as tight as maybe it should have been at these hotels.
I think when it comes to a lone suicide bomber, there is no security for that. It is true, however, that people can enter hotels without passing through a screening. This hasn't been installed in all hotels in Jordan. And this is a country where a lot of weddings and parties happen in hotels, and people can come from several doors. It seems that in the case, for example, of the Hyatt, the bomber has entered the side door and then went up the stairs toward the lobby, and this is where he blew himself up. In the case of the Radisson, it was a wedding, so tens of people would enter to the same party, and he mingled among the guests, and this is how he did it. So in the case of the third hotel, he used a car and blew himself with the car near the hotel. So the Jordanians are saying that as much as I can think of security measures, it will never be tight enough, but there is certainly a little bit here of lesson to be taken, and or a big lesson to be taken, because they should have installed screening at the entry of the hotels.
Rhonda Habib is Jordan Bureau Chief for Agence France-Presse. She joined us from Amman, Jordan, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.